the state is trying to figure out why fewer people are passing Indiana's bar exam. The number hit an all-time low last year. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Barbara Brozier reports, a study commissioned is looking into what could be contributing to the problem and whether the state needs to make changes.
Emmanuel McMiller has known since eighth grade that he wanted to be a lawyer. He attended a pre-law academy for high school and then ended up at the University of Notre Dame.
So this is my third year of law school, so I graduate in May. And then after that, I'll be working in Indianapolis.
But he has to pass Indiana's bar exam first. It includes 200 multiple choice questions, an essay portion, and a performance test.
Try not to think about it and just trying to hope that the preparation of 3 years in law school and also the bar prep will help.
But it's hard not to think about. McMiller's heard about slipping bar passage rates across the country. Last February, just 51% of all takers passed the Indiana exam. Some suggest the plummeting scores nationwide are a reflection of students rather than the exam. When a significant drop happened in 2014, the president of the National Conference of Bar Examiners sent a letter to law schools across the country that said indicators point to the fact that the group that sat in July 2014 was less able than those who took the exam in the previous year. But many Indiana educators dispute that claim. Aviva Orenstein is Associate Dean of Students and Academic Affairs at IU's Maurer School of Law. She says the bar doesn't necessarily test what it truly means to be a good lawyer.
You want a baseline knowledge. But really what we teach them in law school is how to think and how to acquire knowledge. It's not important for your lawyer to have tons of law memorized in her head. It's important that she should be able to access it.
That has some questioning whether the structure and content of the test should change to better reflect what lawyers really need to know. A 2017 report that was a collaboration between bar associations and the state's law schools points to several potential issues with the exam. The state uses what's called the Multi-State Bar Examination, or MBE. The multiple choice portion tests students on everything from criminal law to torts. It makes up half of the overall exam score. Todd Spurgeon is president of the Indiana State Bar Association. He says some other states don't give the MBE as much weight as Indiana does.
The multi-state, I think, has 14 subjects. In Indiana, if you take our bar exam, you have to know those 14 subjects plus more, many of which are Indiana laws opposite of what the multi-state tests.
More than 30 states are making the switch to the uniform bar exam. A special commission will consider, among other things, whether Indiana should switch to that test in the coming months. The Indiana Supreme Court ordered the creation of the commission in response to the unprecedented decline in bar exam passage rates. Former Chief Justice Randall Shepard is the chair.
The general objective of the test is to establish what is called minimal competence. So there are pieces of law that are important to segments of the population. One of the questions is, do we simply have more than we really need to assure that level of competence?
The commission has until December to draft its recommendations. McMiller will take the bar long before then, but he's glad the state is taking the declining passage rates seriously. After all, the bar is a test he's been preparing for most of his life.
My main focus right now is getting through the prep material, getting through the semester, and then we'll see where the chips fall.
He'll take the bar in July. I'm Barbara Brozier.